Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
A lot of guy-girl roommates in this city. Not fucking, just living together as friend roommates. That's insanity to me. That is asinine. To live with a girl you're not fucking... Fellas, if you do that, and I mean this, harsh sentence here, but hear me out. Fellas, if you live with a girl you're not fucking, you have no respect for women. You have no respect for them. You don't know what you're capable of. Men, we're garbage. And you gotta know what you're capable of. Listen, when men have when our balls are full, this is a hackneyed subject at this point, but it's just the facts of life. When our balls are full, we are a different human being than when our balls are empty. Does that make sense at all? So the girl you live with has to be a girl you're fucking, or else weird stuff's gonna happen. When our balls get full, we're not the same person as when they're empty. When our balls are empty, that's when we're the person that our parents made. When my balls are empty is when I'm doing everything good in life. I pay my bills, I shoot hoops, I say hi to friends, I high-five a lot of people. When your balls are full, that's why guys like jerk off so much. You just gotta like change that state of mind and get back into the world functioning empty-balled again. And when our balls are full, we'll do fucked up shit, and to live with a girl who's just your friend, like you're gonna fuck that friendship up. I know you will. I would. If I had a girl roommate who I wasn't fucking, 2 seconds, I'd ruin that. First time she's like, hey, I'm going to my parents' house for the weekend. 20 minutes after she leaves, I'm going to go smell all of her panties. Then I'm going to rub her vibrators on my face while I jerk off with a fist wrapped in her dirty underwear. Yeah. It's horrible. And don't even waste your time judging me on that. For a few reasons. One, I've never done that. I'm just telling you that's what I would do. And two, there's no reason to judge it because I would judge myself. Do you get it? That's the whole full balls, empty balls thing. The juxtaposition. Right? As soon as I was done jerking off in her room, I'd be like, oh my God, what the fuck have I just done? This is my friend's end table. What am I doing? My buddy! She trusted me and I ruined it. And I would clean up meticulous and I would try to stack the dildos back the way I found them. Like, oh my God, I should have took a picture. I would turn off the light switch with a tissue and I would step out on my own footprints and I would be appalled at myself, judging myself for you. I'm like, how can you do that to your friend? She trusted you around her stuff and she's gone and you ruined it, man. You spoiled the sanctity of your friendship. Well, you know what? She's gone the rest of the weekend. No big deal. I cleaned up. It's over. Never again. Lesson learned. And 30 minutes later, I'll be right back in that room rubbing dildos on my face. Just shaking my head in the mirror like, do I know me or do I know me? And I'll clean up meticulous after that time, and I'll leave the room again. And every time I'll leave that room believing that I'm never going back in that room again. I'll believe it when I say it, but I'll be jerking off in that room every half hour on the half hour until moments before she comes home. It'll be a race for the clock. Because that's how our balls work. They fill up, we make terrible decisions. Then they're empty in this big explosion of like, you know, and you have this moment of clarity where you're like, where the fuck am I? Chinatown? Then they fill up again, you're like, oh, right, Chinatown. Good call. Good call earlier, full balls. Nailed it.
Comedy Dynamics Daily is an Acelcast original and produced by Brian Volkweis, Richard Myrick, and me, Brian Adams. Thank you for listening.